I can't come here and die. I can't come here and live. Got all this shit on my mind. Like, what the fuck am I doing? Work ain't paid me in time. My boo just ripped me my mood. O2 just cut off my line.
Hi, guys.
And welcome to the Echo Chamber.
I'm Jade.
And I'm Ez.
And today, we're going to have an episode where we're going to chat a bit about like what's been happening and that. But ultimately, this is sort of an episode to inaugurate like a break. We're taking a bit of a break because podcasting is a task, boy. And life is still laughing. We've been patchy with recording anyway, but we actually need to take like a proper intentional break for a small period of time. But we'll talk about that a little bit more. But let's just chat about like how life's been laughing in the last maybe 3 weeks. I think it's been since we last recorded. Well, in fact, to be honest, by the time you guys hear, it's probably been 4 weeks since we last put something out. Opening question, what have you been up to? What's life saying?
I'm in the childish mood, just to put that out there. So I feel like in as much as I am, I think this is a really important episode, actually, in terms of people that have been listening to us regularly or that like are in some way invested in the content that we put out. I think it's really important to talk to each other, but publicly, about like some what that entails, to maintain that and how that feels in truth. But then equally, I think that there's a lightness or a playfulness in terms of my energy today that I just want to caveat and say that that's where I'm at. But what have I been up to? It's been a month, boy. Like, it's been a month, you know. Like, it's actually been a month. There's actually been, like, a lot going on, a lot of challenges, but equally, like, a lot of, like, beautiful learnings and a lot of growth in terms of, like, my internal understanding of self. I think that's come through. I think I've been quite experimental in the past month. So I think I've been like really open to exploring and understanding myself in different contexts, different capacities. So like physically how that's manifesting is like I'm doing things that are new, going to places that are new, engaging with people that are naturally be engaging with, and enjoying Lagos, like really enjoying Lagos. That has been my month, I think. I'm trying to think of like any kind of tangible shifts, but I think there was just like on a spiritual level, I think there was like lots of conversations I've been having with myself about the relationship between light and dark and shadow work and how actually like sitting in shadow and sitting in darkness has always led me to light and led me to that beautiful, rich breakthroughs. So yeah, that sounds really abstract and I can't think of a more practical way of explaining it, but I think it's been really difficult but equally really beautiful, and lots of learning has come out of this period for me. How about you, Jade?
Yeah, that was kind of abstract still, and I'm really tempted to ask you prompt questions, but at the same time I know you're not trying to show your niche.
No, you can still if you want.
I wanted to, so I don't know why, but I wanted to ask, how is therapy going? Maybe I feel like I want to ask that because we talk a lot about our different therapeutic journeys and because you mentioned the light and dark stuff.
Okay. Therapy is going well. I think I have reached a depth of connection because this therapist is like relatively, well, it's not new because I've actually been seeing her for the whole year. So I wouldn't describe her as new, but yeah, relatively new in comparison to like the other therapeutic relationships that I've had. I've reached a depth of connection with my therapist, which has been powerful. And I think I have a clearer understanding of her, like her being and why she's doing what she does and why she's holding space for me in the ways that she does. And like how that manifests. So I think there's that. I think that I've been really challenged in therapy. So like literally in our last session, I was saying something and you know me, like in my English, I would just be Englishing in it. So I'll be saying, oh, like, I think this is why this situation is occurring in this way. And I'm very like calculated in that way. So I go to like majority of my therapy sessions, I go to with not answers, but I go to with my process. So I go to saying, this is what I think, this is what's happening, this is why I think it's happening. And then I use the space to explore that. And I'm often like in the ballpark, even if I'm not like, I always get new revelations in therapy. But this last session, I came with my script. This is what I think is going on. This situation, this is why I think it's happening. And she was basically just like, you're lying. She was basically like, you're lying. And when I say I was taken aback by like, number one, the abrasiveness of like, so I think usually not just her, but in therapy, my experience of that is like, the therapist will now be like, okay, should we explore that a little bit? Or do we like basically ask you probing questions to get you to a point where I can be like, maybe that's not entirely my truth actually. Whereas she was just like, yeah, you're lying. Before we even got to that point, we started the conversation. And again, I would describe her as a very spiritual woman. And she, I think she had a sense or a feeling of like what I was coming with. Based on like the things that we've been speaking about in previous sessions. So I think she could feel that I'm going to describe it as regressed in a certain area of my life.
Okay.
I think she could feel that, jumped on the Zoom as soon as she saw me, she was like already in that energy. And then we prayed, and we pray at the beginning of every session, but we say the same prayer at the beginning of every session, or she said the same prayer at the beginning of every session. But this was a free-flowing prayer, this one, and she was just sending shots. She was just like, God, give us the grace to get through this, give us the patience. Like, she was basically, the prayer was for her, like, it wasn't for me. I think she came on the call, she could sense what I was going to tell her, or the kind of things I was going to come and talk about. And I think she genuinely needed to ground herself and me in that conversation before we even went anywhere. I think there was that. But it was a very confronting session. It was a very important session. But I think when I came up the other side of it, I think the thing I was most grateful for was the evidence of the deepening of our relationship. Mm-hmm. I think it was safe enough. Nothing that she did felt unsafe or felt like I was being pushed outside of my boundaries. It felt really held, it felt really safe, but it was also very confronting. And I'm someone that doesn't have that in my life, you know, I don't have a lot of that. So even like, again, and that's because of I'm always in my head. So I think I've got amazing friends that do challenge me or will suggest, oh, do you think that it might be this or it might be that? But because I've usually thought that through, I have an answer. Whereas her, like, just being like, you're lying, and seeing that I was lying. And even when I was lying, I didn't originally know that I was lying. But her saying it pushed me to look at the truth of the situation that I was talking about. Therapy has been powerful, has been confronting, has been so fucking important for holding all the shit. Like, so much has been gone in. And I think if I didn't have that space bi-weekly to know that, okay, let me just hold on a few more days because I've got therapy, I don't know what the last month would have looked or felt like for me. How about you?
So the last month, it's been interesting on a work one. I've had a crazy deadline with the book, which was very, very hard. Definitely showed me my resilience, but I engaged with that situation a bit differently. I think usually I would be like proud to see my level of resilience, but instead I was just really honest with myself, like, how can I mitigate against a situation like that ever happening again? Because I was very stressed. That felt like a step in the right direction, basically, because, yeah, I don't usually, like, a lot of my worth and my perception of my own value comes from, like, my output and work, what I'm able to do professionally. So it was good to engage with that experience a bit differently, where I was just sort of, like, as much as it was like a conveyance of like resilience and like being some kind of superwoman, I don't want to feel like that. I don't want to feel the way that I felt in the process. how stressed and whatever. That's been happening. I've just been pretty busy with work, and I think that is the central reason why the podcast has taken, like, been placed on the back burner for me and my personal life. Other than that, I have also just been a bit, yeah, a bit confrontational with myself, you know, more holistically. When I think about it, like, even on a, like, romance / relationships plane, like, I've just been, like, a bit more radically honest with myself and actually implemented certain boundaries in the last month. So that's been good. Yeah, that's movement. That's movement for me. But yeah, just been getting the house together. Literally, that's it, really. That's really what's been going on. I've been journaling a lot more recently as well, which reminds me of how important it is. And it's actually been becoming the go-to when certain, like, things come up. Probably been like a go-to, like, okay, let me journal about this, which has been really, really, really helpful. It's been really sunny in London in the last few days, which has been nice. But it's also been really interesting because I think it's bringing up for me how, like, when I was a teenager, I used to hate it when it used to get hot because I was always Baroque. So it was like finding things to wear and whatever was like, yeah, that was an extreme sport. And then, like, how I felt about my body, like, that wasn't, like, that made summer, like, really not enjoyable for me as well. Just always hated summer when it started to get hot. But now that I'm an adult and, like, I've actually got the means to, like, buy some summer clothes when the sun starts shining, and, like, I feel I have different feelings and thoughts about my bodies, or, like, less extreme ones, it's always interesting when the sun starts shining and, like, I'm maybe waiting for those negative feelings to start hitting. So now, like, I'm in a really different space in my life. It's been interesting, these few days of sun. Yeah, that's me, I think.
So essentially, we said we were going to do this episode. So we've obviously been significantly less consistent in the past, I would say, couple of months around our output and recording and getting episodes out. Been a lot less consistent for lots of different reasons. I think on my end, I'll speak for myself, on my end, I haven't been bothered, is the truth. I've not really been bothered to, like, stay on the podcast horse. I've not been bothered to stay on any of the horses, most of the horses. However, the podcast horse felt like the most practically, like, of all the things I'm doing, it felt like the thing that practically I can put down, and I have, like, significantly more control of than other things that I'm doing in my life. So yes, I think I haven't been that bothered. Something has started happening with me, and I think it's because we've been podcasting for as long as we have now, where I am able to kind of step into character a little bit. So at the beginning, Jade used a big word. I can't remember what big word she used. I think it was inaugurate or something like that. And my natural response to that is, why use that word? But then because we're on the podcast, I'm like, okay, is that a conversation that I want to have online? Is that, I guess there's more thought around the conversations or the style of conversation that we have, which I don't know if I like. And I think maybe I need to take space to think about that. And actually being in, like, the space that I'm in, that's what I wanted to say. When she said that, I wanted to interrupt her and be like, why are you using that word? And maybe the restrictions that come with podcasting around format or around expectations or some of that stuff, just, I think for me taking this break, it will be really important for me to look at some of that stuff and talk to myself about, like, how I show up in spaces, and actually if I'm able to, not even if I'm able to, if I am doing it because I'm able to, because it's us that cultivate and create what we put out, right? But I guess it's, am I doing that consistently, and am I doing that in a way that serves the purpose behind the conversations that we have? I don't know if that any of that makes sense to anyone, or will make sense to anyone, but I guess that's been my thinking around the need for a break. Also, like, it's been really difficult being in Lagos and, like, like internet, for example, or there's been like lots of like stress around being able to like on a logistical level keep things going. I'm coming back to London soon. Again, I know that every time I travel, there's like a settling in process which feels stressful, and wanting to give myself enough space to do that. Yeah, so that's some of my reasons behind saying, okay, I think this break is important right now.
I think it's so funny what you mentioned about your impulse being to, when I use the word inaugurate, to be that way, using that big word. It's so funny because, do you know that often when we record, yeah, I find it, I've never said this and I never knew that it was an intentional thing that you did. This is a conversation we've never had, by the way. I didn't know it was intentional. This is the first time I'm finding out. But I often think or feel like this is not how we speak. Like between us two, like we don't speak like this. Like there's a dynamic way that we like go back and forth in our normal everyday conversation. And I think that the podcast is a reflection of our everyday conversations. But there's like that dynamic or the like, the laughing or the laughter or the lightness that is also like woven into a lot of the depth is missing on the podcast. And I've always noticed it. I didn't know that you kind of were deliberately, yeah, were like a bit deliberate or was intentional basically on your part. But yeah.
I wouldn't say that it's deliberate or intentional, but I would say it just happens. So I wouldn't say that I intentionally think to myself, oh, don't interrupt, more from a practical standpoint of like talking over each other, like so practically talking over each other on the platform where people are listening, or there's like the version of conversations that we have. And again, like this is all stuff that I feel like we're literally dissecting lives, like we're having in this conversation. I'm processing what I'm saying in that, like there's, I think it's going back to like what is the purpose of the conversations that we're having. And when I think about the purpose of why I got into podcasting, I think it doesn't allow space for me to fully to have the unstructured conversations that we would have off air, because I think the topics that we speak about or the things that we're speaking about are usually things that require a level of intention and thought. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we're not chatting, it's not girls talk. Like it's not like, oh, what's happening in your love life, and then we can be laughing and chat. We're usually talking about things that require a level of thought and a level of intention that requires me to hold conversation in a specific way. And that doesn't include things like talking over you or interrupting you or not allowing you to get to the end of your thought.
I hear you. I do hear you. What I was going to say in terms of like my intention behind, or like my thoughts behind us going on a break, echoing a little bit of what you've said, in that I've kind of not had space for it. It feels like the one thing in my life that I can put down. And that also feeds into kind of what I was saying before about what I've been thinking about work and like career and things like that. I honestly don't really feel like I can, quote unquote, put certain things down. And that's a different conversation for a different day and like a completely different thing to consider. But in terms of the podcast, it felt like the one thing that I could put down, and something needed to give, like something 100% needed to give in the last couple of months, particularly in the last few weeks. So yeah, there's that. I also think that like for me, again, coming to terms with like the fact that I lack boundaries when it comes to like work related things. Yeah, I lack boundaries and I lack the capacity to be like really honest with myself, like when I can't do something or when like it's a bit much or I need rest, I need to choose rest over productivity or output. So I think coming to terms with that is also propelling my like ability to be more honest with myself in this vein. And I think as well, in terms of the break, so it's so funny because I was with Laurie yesterday and we was chatting and I was saying like, oh yeah, I'm gonna take a break from the podcast. She was like, oh yeah, annual leave. And we laughed, but then she was like, no, but for real, like you need to take a break, because it's a job. Like, it's a job. It's a work. Like, you don't consider it in that way. And because she herself is like a business owner, I think that she is coming to terms with some of her things in that regard as well. Like, it's her that's in charge of her quote unquote annual leave. And later on, we was talking about that. Like, she was like, yeah, like, I'm taking out 2 full weeks in July, where I'm not going to be working, and I'm not working for those 2 full weeks. And this is Lay's last, like, summer before school, and like all these things. And it's just true. Like, you know, we're very much in charge of taking our breaks and taking time when we're working for ourselves. But yeah, so I think that those are mainly my reasons. I think as well, when you're like working with, when you're working in close proximity on a quite a personal project, like we are with this podcast, and then you also got a friendship outside of it, like, there's like a level of like emotional intelligence that you kind of automatically have. So it's like, I have an awareness of the things that's going on in Ez's life. Ez has an awareness of the things that are going on in my life. So like, you kind of just apply that. You apply your sensibilities as well. So it's probably also us feeding off of one another's energy a little bit, or using a level of emotional intelligence. Like, if I'm talking about this deadline, Ez is not going to like be like, okay, recording. Oh, like, what should we, do you know what I mean? Like, and vice versa as well. So I also think that there's a shared, like, if I don't have the space or I don't have the time, Ez is going to pick up on that, and she might feel it in herself, or that might feed into her feelings about it, and vice versa. And I think that might probably be at play as well.
Yeah, I definitely think that's at play, because I think it was a spiral. So I think it started from that, do you know what, my end mainly, actually can't record this week, I'm in a place where there isn't Wi-Fi, or actually can't record this week, I'm at capacity. And then so it started with like an episode missed or something, or an episode coming out late or whatever it is. And then I think that that deprioritizing, unintentional deprioritizing, I think when it came to you having your workload just being mad and like it, things being a lot, I think it was easier, or not, maybe not easier, but I think it was like that tone had already been set, that, you know what, if we need to prioritize what we're doing, we're not going to come and die for this. And I think that has fed into like where I'm at again. So I think it's been a bit cyclical, but I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing in like what you've highlighted about what Laura was saying about being intentional with our time and with our rest. And this is a job. And actually, I think I'm freelance all round. So I think that I've traveled. So between last year and now, I've traveled so many times. I've not had a holiday. So every country I've been to, I've been working for the most part. I was thinking about this recently, like, because of the nature of my work, so there are some weeks where I work like 10 hours in the week, 8 hours even. Yeah. For every bit of work that I do, there's usually a lot of admin around that work. It can be 8 hours in the week, but it can be like a session at 10 a.m. on Monday, and then 8 p.m. on Monday. And then, which again, so that means that, yes, I've got that whole chunk in the middle, but what can I really do? Like, it's not like I can actively do that much or take my work out of completely. So I think there's a strain that comes from like, if I'm not wearing this hat, I'm wearing that hat. And podcasting being one of those hats, right? One of those things that I need to account for in my week. One of those things that I need to make space for. And I think increasingly, not just with podcasting, I think across the board, I just need to become a lot more uniform, maybe. So just add like more, and as much as one can when they're freelance, because I'm not in control of that. People come, I get a contract for a bit of work. It might be a short-term piece of work that's 4 weeks, 4 intense weeks, or it might be spread over that. I can't control that. But I think trying to like just have some, so for example, I've got good at safeguarding my Fridays. it is really rare that I will work or do anything on a Friday, maybe admin. And that's like a rule of thumb now. So I know that, okay, I can breathe, I can have that Friday. And I think getting into the flow of podcasting in the way that we did, I think we need to interrogate that. We need to get better at like creating space, creating rest, not necessarily doing last minute, not necessarily doing that rushing around. And why I brought this up at the very beginning about like me being a bit of a silly mood, there's also something about like, I don't ever in anything that I do want to become a slave to expectations of me. So, and that within reason. So obviously we've set up a platform where we create this content that we both love and that we both like enjoy, is really important to us, and it's a passion project. And we put out an episode every Monday and we have a listenership, right? We've got like a fair few people that listen to us each week, and we see those numbers, and that to me creates an expectation of this is what's going to happen, which I don't think is a bad thing at all. Actually, I think it's really good, and I always feel really shocked and grateful whenever I don't often engage with like or think about numbers, but whenever I do stop and be like, Rod, this amount of people on average listen to us from all these different places in the world, and there's a core listenership that seem to tune in every Monday and listen to every episode, and that's, I feel really grateful, and I feel really shocked, like bear weird to me, it's bear weird. But equally, as beautiful as that is, I don't want to become a prisoner to that. So I don't want to like become like be unable to live in the moment because of that. I don't know if what I'm saying is coming across or making sense, but I want to be aware of that, and I want to work in a way where I can honor that, but I never want to prioritize that over my needs or my where I'm at in my life. And that's with everything. So that's with like all the work that I do, including the podcast.
Probably don't really engage with it in that way. And I think that it speaks to like kind of what I'm learning to do in this season of my life. So I'm kind of learning to adopt a similar sort of attitude. Yeah, for me, this whole break thing is very, it feels very much like a learning of how to like instill boundaries when it comes to work and things like that. I was quite struck by what you said about having to like wear different hats. Yeah, for the first time in my life this year, I felt like, oh my gosh, like I wear multiple hats on an everyday basis. I have been considering, like, I've been honest with myself about how like unhelpful or how much I don't really want to live my life in that way, wearing so many different hats so often professionally. So yeah, that was a point still that resonated with me.
For me, I want to wear all the hats, you know. Every hat that I wear, the thing that has wowed me the most about this year, and the thing that I will sit and just be like, wow, is my career and like my what I earn from. I'm always like, rah, this is my job. Like, I cannot believe that this is my job. When I think about all the things I'm paid to do, I'm like, this is amazing. This is so amazing. And it's surreal almost. But it does require different hats. It does require different skills and different like versions of myself and yada, 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 which I love, right? I think what I'm coming to terms with, accepting and trying to celebrate, is what it requires to do that. So actually, if that means, and again, like even in terms of that, taking this break, this is the reality is I need some time in order, and it doesn't mean that I don't love podcasting or that I'm trying to, no, I want to do it, but actually the reality is I maybe can't maintain it, or I need to find it, or I'm learning how to find a different flow that better suits my needs for rest. Similar with work, like I got approached for some amazing work recently that it was dope. And me of old would have been like, yep, jumping on it. And it was like well paid and all of these different things. But I was like, oh, sorry, I can't take this on, because I know what I, in order to do this well, and in order to do this in a way that honors my need for rest and gives me enough space to do all to commit to all of my other commitments, I can't do that. So I'm not going to do it. As exciting as it is, as well paid as it the opportunity would have been, I think I'm learning to be like, actually, just because there's space in the calendar, it doesn't mean there's space in my mind or in my life.
Yeah.
And just becoming more intentional about how I wear those hats and how I wear those hats with integrity, how I wear those hats in truth. So not just that I'm wearing the hat because I can. So like a lot of my work is face front. Like a lot of my work, I'm interacting with people or I'm delivering trainings. And I've had some mad experiences, like mad experiences on the Sunday night. And then I've got a training in the morning, and then you put the hat on, right? And again, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's important that I'm able to do that, but I need to create space for what happened on Sunday night now. So if I have the training in the morning, I need to know that in the afternoon I can process, because it's so essentially with podcasting, we're talking about our lives or our take on life, on things that happen in the world, but we need to be able to experience those things, dissect those things, understand those things to talk about them. My thing on the wearing many hats is I like it. In fact, I feel like this is what I see myself doing forever, but I'm just learning how to do it responsibly, authentically, not become a slave to it. So not become, oh, because I have to wear this hat. Like if I don't want to wear the hat, I want to be able to say, oh, do you know what? I don't want to wear the hat today, you know? That needs to be okay. I need to cultivate a life where that's okay. And then the flip side of it is if I'm being entirely honest with myself and transparent with the people listening, I also need to be more disciplined so that I can, because I don't think it's impossible to create content that goes out once a week and live my life and wear my different hats and rest. I don't think it's impossible. I think there's an element of being disciplined about when we record, how we record, how we, like having processes in place for if we have guests and blah, blah, blah. And these are all things that we are discussing already, are working on, and the break will support us to create the room to develop some of those processes that will allow the machine to run itself a little bit more.
Yeah, you said a lot of things that resonated still. Obviously we're quite different in it, and I just think I actually think it is deliberately happening to me whereby like I am being shown that like wearing the different hats needs a level of discipline and needs like more authenticity from me. I think that I often endeavor to like do things with integrity, to do things like my ego kind of doesn't allow me to not really try when I do things, to be honest with you, or to perform essentially when I do things. But I'm definitely just being confronted with the reality that like there needs to be a limit to the amount of hats. As you were speaking, I was currently kind of counting like, oh, how many different hats am I wearing in my life at the moment? And only professionally and including the podcast, I think is 6 right now. And on a given day, I could wear all 6 of them hats. And that might only be, oh, I'm sending an email in relation to the podcast, or I've got a 30-minute chat on the phone in relation to the book, or whatever it might be. But it's still having to put on a new hat and engage with a different aspect of my professional life. And I think that this is a real, like, I'm being confronted with the reality that like this is unsustainable basically. And yeah, there will definitely, like, I look forward to there being a time in my life where maybe there are 6 different things happening, but I'm not, you know, in any given week, like some days wearing all 6 hats on one day, where like I am being really assertive with like picking up and putting things down and whatever, which is just not happening at the moment. I'm really looking forward to this break, embracing this break. I'm hoping that going forward, we are able to create something that allows for us to have the breaks, and for them to be like more an established thing, like fitted in, that's like expected basically, like yeah, once a year or whatever it is, that there's like a break period where there's like no content or whatever. rather than it happening a little bit haphazardly, or it happening off the back of like a bit of burnout maybe in our personal lives. I hope instead it's like a real intentional thing that is like instituted within like within the brand or whatever. But yeah.
Or for me, or thinking about a way to keep the wheels rolling and we still get the break, if that makes sense. So if it's because we block record sometimes and that's doable, and actually thinking that through, if that's what we want to do, or if we would rather take the break and not put things out and yada yada. And all of these things, again, none of this, like in terms of this, the this is all us, but you're on the journey with us, so we're trying to let you in. None of this is like, yeah, you guys just want to hear what content, which is good, but this is us showing you what that process entails, what some of the background conversations are. And we're having those conversations, and we're having those conversations with reverence for like the people that fuck with us. We like, for me anyway, like I really I'm honored to hold this, have this platform, and like really as well, like not I don't want to sound like I'm giving some award speech or something, but genuinely I feel like whenever I think, wow, there are quite a lot of people that listen to me speak, and that feels really important, and that feels really encouraging as well, like that, yeah, people engage with what we talk about. So yeah, but yeah, these are some of the background conversations that we're having. Yeah, before we round up, what do you plan on doing in your time not podcasting?
Plan on taking annual leave from both of my roles for a week. So I plan to actually like have a week in June where I am not doing anything at all, really, and where I'm genuinely resting, genuinely relaxing. Yeah, so that's what I intend to do. I've also got some time that I need to invest in like book stuff, and there's also time that I would like to spend on the house. But yeah, that's it really. How about you?
I'm coming back to Babylon for a little bit, and that is going to take a lot of meditating, holding space for myself, processing, engage, like just to be fair, it's not just the fact that it's coming back to London, but just a change of environment generally, I think, is going to take just some like getting used to. I wouldn't, like, obviously I'm going to see people, my people that I haven't seen for like 6 months or whatever it's been. I've got like a few things on. I've got a wedding that someone that's really important to me is getting married. I've got a couple of weddings, and I've got my nephew was born, so I'm going to need to go to Leeds at some point to cuddle him. Some of the questions that have come up in this conversation, or that I've been thinking generally, I want to create space for in my own mind. So before we even come back to discuss it together, I think I want to like think more intentionally about this stuff, and not just this stuff, but like my life in general and what that's going to look like. Like I've got a few opportunities that might be like very life-changing if I, yeah, and there are some things that are just in the pipeline. On that note, I need to write, because writing is another thing that's taken a back seat. But actually I've got less wiggle room. So with the podcast, I've got more wiggle room for that to be the case. Whereas with writing this book, I have got this slightly less wiggle room. So I need to jump back on that horse and write. But yeah, coming back is going to take up the bulk of my like time off and adjusting and processing and seeing my loved ones.
I hear ya. Thank you guys as always for staying with us, rocking with us, yeah, engaging with our content, following us on socials, all of it. We are grateful. We endeavor to like keep going, not just because the platform is important for us personally, but also because we very much appreciate you guys' support and engagement. But yeah.
Yeah, come back here and listen, yeah, when we actually Okay, imagine we come back and we get like 10 listens and that. But yeah, come back and listen to us. We will be back with new content. We've revived a revived understanding of our role, doing roles in doing this, and hopefully that will shine through the conversations that we're having. So yeah, thank you guys, and we'll speak to you soon.
Yeah, bye guys.
Come here and die. I can't come here and lose. Got all this shit on my mind. Like, what the fuck am I doing? Work ain't paid me in time. My bae just ripped in my mood. O2 just cut off my line.